Happy Tuesday, everyone. This is your host, Robert Hutchins. Welcome back to the podcast. Just checking in with everyone and seeing how the long weekend went and how everything's going so far this week. I know it's been a booger for me trying to get back in the swing of things after having 4 days off. So yesterday was kind of stressful and hectic. Yeah, I had quite a bit going on. One of my coworkers was out, so I had to cover for him for half a day, and then had a client claim review in the afternoon, which was, those are always stressful, especially since the one I did, I hadn't done anything with them before, and you never know what they're going to ask or what information they expect. It's in a certain format you go by, and one of those things where it's hopefully they don't ask something you're not prepared to answer. But it's on some claims I'm monitoring until an adjuster gets back. So got through it and lived to fight another day, So anyway, but yeah, and I was... motivation was really bad yesterday. It was kind of wee on the low end. I had to get myself up and drag myself to my desk 5 feet away. So that's the good thing about this home office gig. I kind of stumble out of bed and go over there and turn everything on and start working. But, I was thinking, if I'm ever late, I'll try to use the excuse that there was clutter on the floor and it caused me to be delayed in traffic. There was a traffic jam from the clutter on my bedroom floor. So anyway, yes, it's nice in that regard because you don't have to get up extra early. And with me, with my vertigo, it's like I never know how I'm going to be when I wake up. So it's kind of like, okay, let's not have a dizzy day today. And so now I've got more time to recover and get myself together and whatnot before I have to try to start thinking. And that's definitely a good thing. And no car ride where if I am dizzy, it may get worse by the time I get 20 miles away in a car. So luckily, not luckily, but I hadn't been driving in quite a while just because my ear doctor, the way these things have been hitting, they're just out of the blue anytime, whatever. So he thinks it's a safety issue right now, but I do every once in a while, but I'm usually with someone. That way, if something happens, I can just stop, which is a good thing. I have driven with the vertigo spell and before and thought I'd be okay. And by the time I got home, my wife had to actually help me get inside the house. It was so bad. So anyway, but yeah, it's nice to work from home, but still a lot of stress with my job, and I just try to plug through it. And the days I'm not motivated and I go in, I look at everything I need to do, and it's kind of like I have no idea where to start when I'm in that mindset. And so I just pick something like respond to an email, return a phone call, send an email to be attached to the file, paste a note in the file, whatever it may be. And then after a little while, after I do enough of that, I can start seeing more of what's important, what needs to be done that day, and knock it out, without spending half a day on it to do. So it's, sometimes it's hard to do, but that's what I do to get started on those days I don't have a lot of motivation and don't know where to start. So, and then stress, I try to deal with that the best I can. I won't go into detail, but just crazy situation and more stress than usual right now. So I just try to leave it at the door, so to speak, when I'm done and go about my personal life and, carry on and try to put it behind me. Not always easy. So, and then nervousness, like that claim review I had yesterday, the nervousness, I try to just look at it as, well, I do what I can do. I can't say a bunch of things that aren't true, and I can't come up with things I don't know. So I just kind of try to focus on that. And usually after I get to talking, I'm okay. It's just like this. I get nervous about doing podcasts. I don't want everyone to think I'm a big old dork. I may be a big old dork, though. I don't know. Y'all have to tell me. Sometimes I hate hearing myself talk. Since I've been re-listening to these podcasts after I do them, because I do everything raw and unedited, so it's shoot from the hip. I kind of write some notes at times, but that's it. But I feel pretty nervous. And once as I'm doing it, it's cool. It's fun. I enjoy it. I look forward to the next one. But it's a interesting podcasting is very interesting from what I've seen so far. And I've joined a bunch of groups on Facebook, the Anchor community, which that one's real cool. I've actually gotten quite a bit of knowledge out of that group. And so anyway, but yeah, I hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. I know we did up until I had to go to the ER for this vertigo on Saturday. That wasn't real fun, but I got through it. So anyway, but yeah, I'm thinking about, as I listen to quite a few podcasts and also like YouTube videos, and some of them are business related, some of them are just pure entertainment, like one of those may be Joe Rogan. He's interesting. You can learn some stuff from him, but he's more entertainment. And then, you have the motivational, like Eric Thomas, ET. ET actually rocks. I ran across one of his YouTube videos about 3 years ago now, and it definitely got me motivated and to thinking about, am I settling with things the way they are as far as furthering myself? And ended up getting back into school. I'm like 9 hours away from getting my bachelor's. I had got my associate's degree like 20 years ago. So it's been a while, and I'm about 9 hours away from getting my bachelor's degree. So I've got to get back into that. I've had a lot of stuff at work and then ran out of financial aid because the way I have to take my last three classes. And so money's been an issue with regards to that. But that's why I'm doing this. No, I'm just kidding. I'm doing this because I love it. But it would be cool if it ever took off to where I could monetize this. And if I can, I will. If I can't, oh well. It's an enjoyable hobby that I like so far, and I'll keep doing it as long as I can do it. As long as I can talk and think and make sense, I'll keep doing it. But anyway, I was thinking about doing a podcast on that and just maybe doing a series on the people I follow and get something out of from listening to or watching and pass it along to you guys. And if you think that'd be a good idea, let me know in the comments. You can follow me. What I do, I take the podcast and I embed them in a blog post on our website, which is coastalbendchat.weebly.com. And eventually I'm going to get my own domain. I'm just kind of making sure this is the name I want to stick with. But for now, that's it. But what I'll do is I'll post them on a blog post, and it's under podcast tab. I'll post them there, and then I'll share them on all my various accounts on Twitter and Facebook and whatnot. And there you can comment. So you want to follow us on Twitter. It's Coastal Bend Chat. And on Twitter, the Coastal Bend Chat, on Facebook, R.A. Hutchins at, no, what is it? I forgot my other, oh, Robert Hutchins 1 on Twitter. I need to write these down. I usually remember that. Robert Hutchins 1 on Twitter, and then the Robert Hutchins on Facebook. And then, of course, we have our autism, which is STX Autism at Twitter, and South Texas Autism on Facebook. And then my website for Robert Hutchins is rahutchins.com, and the South Texas Autism website is southtexasautism.org. And anyone with, you know someone, or if you are on the spectrum or raising a child on the spectrum, feel free to check that out. We have a lot of interesting content on there and information that we've gotten from other places. So we always enjoy sharing that stuff if it helps somebody. But yeah, I plan to, later this week, I'm gonna get going and start a podcast series on the people I follow on Twitter, and not Twitter, but YouTube, and listen to podcasts. And that way you guys can check them out if you're interested and inclined to do so. But I'd appreciate if you share my podcast with others, and if you like it and you have any constructive criticism, feel free to comment or shoot me an email, coastalbendchat@gmail.com. That'd be a good way too. And you can post whatever. I mean, email me whatever. I don't care. As long as it's constructive. Please don't call me an idiot. No, I'm just kidding. Wouldn't bother me. I've been called worse. Anyway, until next time, I will talk to you later. I hope you have a great rest of the week and great weekend. Bye.